We will now hear from the Vice President of the Senior Class, Janora A. McDuffie. Janora, welcome to the podium.
To the trustees, to the distinguished platform guests, to the faculty, to all of the family members and neighbors, cousins, aunts, uncles, little brothers, grandmas, grandpas from near and far, and especially to my classmates of 1999. Good morning. Now, okay, I know it's a little early, and I know we're about 30,000 strong, but let's try that again. Good morning. Much, much better. And that is the exact enthusiasm and participation that I need to carry through my remarks today. Now, it is an amazing honor to be before you today, but we are all a part of the class of 99, so we all deserve to play a part in the student remarks for today. So in order to do that, I'm going to give you a quick quiz. No fear, if you don't pass, you still get to graduate. But I just have four quick questions, and I just need your reply. Now, unless you're continuing on or going to summer school in a couple of weeks, this will be your last quiz, I promise. Number one, what was your most memorable moment at UNC? A, I heard from the crowd right now. B, standing right in front of this stadium with hundreds of others waiting to get into the Florida State game. B, cleaning up. Hello? Okay, B, we're back to the quiz now. Cleaning up and praying that Davy Poplar didn't blow down when Hurricane Frank came. Our state of reaction when Dean Smith retired. Finding a date during exam week in the undergrad library. Stacking blue cups at He's Not Here. Tripping over a brick in front of that special someone you were trying to impress. Or spending quality time on a beautiful afternoon with the preacher. Now, what's the answer to that? Okay. Question number two. What did you learn most from your four or more years at Carolina? A, the true meaning of friendship. B, how to pull an all-nighter and still look fresh for class the next day. The beauty of celebrating diversity and getting to know somebody just a little bit different from ourselves. And learning how to work hard and play hard all at the same time. Now, what's the answer to that one? Okay, I think I got your response. Question number three. Who do I most thank for for these experiences that I've had here. A, my parents. B, my siblings. C, my grandparents. D, my professors. Or E, all of the above. Okay, last response. Okay, now our very last question is our bonus question. Who will be returning to Duke next year? A, Will Avery. B, Elton Brand. C, Burgess. D, McGetty. Or E, none of the above. Okay, now I'm going to take a quick second and tally all of those responses you just gave me. So just 1 second. Okay, about 200 said that one, and 100. Okay, it seems like the only conclusive answer that I have is that nobody's returning to Duke next year. So I guess what that means is that all of these things incorporate our Carolina experience. Whether it was hanging out outside of the undergrad or hanging outside of Players, it reflects the diversity of experiences that we have, but yet the common things that bond us to this university. And wherever your life leads you, after we leave here today, whether it's more school, workforce, Air Force, marriage, kids, who knows? Carolina has given us a solid foundation and provided us with friends and memories to comfort us along the road. So as we travel, remember to love. Remember to smile, to laugh, to dance, to take risks, to do something new, to meet other people different from ourselves, and especially to remember those and love those and spend time with those who supported us along the way. So with that, I'd like everyone to stand and give a round of applause to those people who came out to support you today and who supported you since you've been here at Carolina. Thank you. And now, I want you to give yourselves a round of applause for a wonderful commencement address from the class of 1999. May your successes only be surpassed by your happiness, and may all your skies be Carolina blue. I love you.